Would this not have been January 75 when the election?
Yes, excuse me, 1975. This was in 1975 when the election took. The election had been in November of 74. The election of the Chief Justice was in January of 75. Thank you for correcting. So, and perhaps along in March of 1975, and as I say, my office and Thomas Matthew Kavanaugh's office were in Lansing, directly across from each other. So I, while the others were gone, I was there and was around him considerably more than the others were. And I remember one day he said, well, he was on his way out, and he, I guess just as an aside, said, I'm leaving to get my annual physical. And I said, well, good luck, and he left. And the following week, he did not reappear on the scene, and we had given to understand that in the course of the physical, they had discovered a very serious malignant growth in the colon, which called for immediate surgery, and they had performed that. And it was malignant and of sufficient magnitude that he never did return to the court. And I remember being called. I went to visit him in the hospital a couple of times. He was considerably sedated because he was extremely ill. And I remember being called one evening, perhaps a week to 10 days after the surgery, saying that it began to look like the end was imminent, and so I went up and paid a call. And I think all the other justices at some juncture had been in to see him, at least. How much he was cognizant of this, I really don't know. But at any rate, he passed away, never having left the hospital following the surgery for the colon cancer. Not long after that, we were having another session of the court. All of these were held in Lansing, incidentally, in which the office of the Chief Justice was now directly across the hall from mine. It was the so-called Chief Justice's office. It was perhaps a little more extensive than some of the other offices. So this office was occupied by Thomas Giles Kavanaugh when he came to Lansing for a meeting. He was not there regularly, but whenever he was in Lansing, he used this office. And I remember seeing him arrive this particular morning at an administrative conference, and he seemed considerably agitated, but nothing was said. And the meeting was to start at 10 o'clock or 9:30, I don't remember which. Well, we all gathered in the conference room except for Chief Justice Thomas Giles Kavanaugh. And he didn't come, and we began to wonder where, he may have been tied up by a phone call or something. And he came in, and as I say, was considerably agitated.
This would have been in about shortly after T. Thomas.
This was shortly thereafter. How long, I don't know.
April or May.
Perhaps a month or less after the death of Thomas Matthew Kavanaugh. There had not yet been an appointment to replace Thomas Matthew Kavanaugh, which turned out to be then Justice Lawrence Lindemer. Was appointed as his replacement, but it has not yet occurred.
He was appointed in June, I think, was he?
Yes. As I recall, it was into the summer. So this all transpired prior to that. We were short one member of the court. I mean, that was a fact. And when perhaps 45 minutes or an hour late, Chief Justice Thomas Giles Kavanaugh came into the conference room and sat down and said, I have some very, very serious news for you. Also, I guess, as I think of it, also absent right at that juncture was Justice Swainson,